This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
The hour, Doug Steffens, Good Day program, March, what is today, the 22nd? No, today's 23rd, right? Yeah.
23rd.
All right, Thursday is upon us. Jay Kirshner and Doug Steffens at your service with the Good Day program. I have some, for those of you who are faithful followers of fashion in the dog department, there are, this is something I really want to go over with Warren Eckstein, our pet expert when he visits with us next time. But I saw this and I thought people would love it because we all love to love our dogs, do we not? We love
our fur
Daisy.
Yeah.
You've got a Daisy. I've got a Daisy. Lots of people probably have daisies. And so as you put together your thoughts, think about your dog and what you like most about your dog. What is there that you find most wonderful? Here's the story of the world's oldest dog. The oldest dog, according to the Guinness World Records, is 30 years old. The dog's name is Bobby, a purebred Portuguese water dog, good at protecting livestock, guarding property. The average life of a dog like this is about 14 years old. This dog was born in 1992. Wow. How about that?
Goodness.
Huh? Oh, I love that. I want my the fact that Charlotte lived to be 15 and bulldogs normally live to be 8 or 9, I think it's all what you feed them, how you treat them. I don't think it makes a difference in the breed. I think it's just what their life is all about. How old is your Daisy?
She just turned 12.
12. And what's the life expectancy of that breed in general? Do you know?
I don't know. I don't want to talk about that.
Oh, see?
I'm not even putting that out there.
There you go. All right, let's see here. Going back in history of the American presidency, President Harding was the first to bring a dog into the White House. In fact, President Harding's dog had his own seat at cabinet meetings.
Oh, that's
the insistence
great.
Of his wife. Bring the dog into the cabinet meeting. Yeah, there you go. I like that. The dog that played Toto on The Wizard of Oz. Remember that little dog in the movie from 1939? His owner was paid $125 a week for the dog to be on the set and used in the movie. There you go. Let's see here. The song from the Beatles, I'm looking at facts that are pretty interesting in regard to the dog. The dog's A Day in the Life of a Dog. So the song A Day in the Life, apparently Ringo had a dog and he wanted to bring somehow or other focus to the dog. So he quietly put a whistle into that song, A Day in the Life, and only dogs can hear the whistle.
Oh, wow.
Yeah. Oh, wow. Bow wow. There you go.
That's so cute.
Yep. The use of spiked collars, which I think is gross, frankly. It originated in Greece a long time ago, spiked dog collars. They said that they had to use them. It was important that they have them because it was protection for the dogs who would be attacked by other dogs. Okay, or other animals. You know, that's what they do first. They go for the throat. So if you're wearing a collar with spikes on it, I did not know that. That's one thing when I saw this, that was one of the things I thought would be worth passing along. If you didn't know that, this chain link guard with spikes that is on some of the collars, often they're made with leather, but they poke, the spikes poke through, and they're supposed to secure the dog from being attacked by other animals. So then it has a good use, right?
Yeah, I thought it was just a little fashion statement.
Mm-hmm.
Kind of funky,
yeah,
but
exactly.
Wow, incredible.
Yeah, it is. Good. All right, here's some good news. A firefighter in Georgia sharing a special connection with his granddaughter thanks to the way in which she was born. This fellow's name is Brett Langston. He was on duty at the fire department. His daughter woke up feeling contractions. So at the time, she thought that wasn't, I didn't think it was that big a deal. So she didn't head over to the birthing center until later in the morning. Her dad's station was on the way. She thought she'd stop and say hi, take a bathroom break. And from there, it was all, I suppose, uphill or downhill. The ambulance was called, but there was no cause or time to get her to the hospital. She had the delivery, bing, bang, boom, right?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Apparently, this fellow's been in the fire service for 28, 29 years. He's delivered a lot of children, maybe 12 or dozen or more. So his natural instincts took over.
Yeah. And so he knew what to do. And,
yeah.
That's just beautiful.
Yeah, it is. How many people would be able to say that? I didn't even get to be in the birthing room. My children were born by C-section, and at that time in the 70s, you couldn't go into the room. You couldn't go into the birthing room if there was a C-section. They were worried about germs or something. I don't know, but it wasn't. I didn't like it.
Yeah, I'm sure.
Was the reality. Was the reality. All right. Other people in the news here today. A lot of folks talking about the fate of Jalen Carter, who was sentenced to probation after the car crash that killed his teammate. This is from the University of Georgia. Remember this? This took place, last year, I think. Right now he's going to be in jail for 12 months. Well, not in jail. He gets 12 months probation. So does that happen because, the reason I bring it up is more because what the punishment was, he was responsible for, he was driving the car. They killed his teammate.
They were drag racing. So the other teammate, they had the one that died, unfortunately, had a hand in this, too. It's not like you can force somebody to drag race against you, against their will or anything like that. But still, there was the potential for the manslaughter charge. But he is a top NFL draft prospect.
Yeah.
He's expected
is
to
he
go
still?
In one of the first rounds. Yes, he is. And that's the question of, is this why he had got probation?
That's the question. My answer is yes. I think it's pretty obvious what happens with these athletes in that league at that time. So anyway, I just think that, I don't know, I find it annoying, frankly, that these guys are treated like this. Okay, here's the latest. I talked about Ron DeSantis and the poll that's out today. So Mr. DeSantis is reacting to the poll that shows many of his positions on popular issues, not very popular with Republican voters. So, hello, Donald Trump gets somebody to pay for a poll, and that's how it comes out. So, he's on the defensive now. One of the issues that came up was his attitude toward the Russian war against Ukraine. He calls it a territorial dispute, not necessarily a war, and he didn't think that funding the war was a great idea. There are a lot of people that don't think it's a great idea, mostly, I guess, Republicans at this point. But now he's changed his course because of the poll. I put in comma because of the poll, because I think that's what's going on. He has been interviewed, a story published in the New York Post today, about Russian President Vladimir Putin, describing him as a war criminal who needs to face the consequences of his action, should be held accountable. But he told Tucker Carlson, I guess, that he'd been mischaracterized in an interview with somebody else. And so why is it so important what this guy thinks? Why do we follow his every move and listen to his every word? Every time he snaps his fingers, somebody there, did you just snap your fingers? That's kind of nonsensical, isn't it?
Mm-hmm. I think that happens with quite a few people.
Right, exactly. They become, we're hooked on the feeling, as the old song said. There's a report out this week, Jay, about customer problems. Americans encountering more problems with companies and their products and services than ever before. Higher proportion of all of us are seeking what has been described as revenge for their troubles. 74% of 1,000 consumers who were surveyed said that they had bad experiences with a problem or service in the past year. I think I'd be surprised if it wasn't 100%, right? We've all had trouble with Verizon or the people that made our car or serviced our car. Don't we all have? I mean, we've all got a gripe against somebody. I'm surprised only 74% that say that. By the way, this number is up from last year at this time. It's 74% this year out of 1,000 customers. Last year, it was 66%. And in 2019, it was 32%. So look at the way in the last, what's that, last 5 years, the number has more than doubled of people who are unsatisfied in the main with products and services that they're paying for. So, and you go back to 1976, only 16%. This survey's been going on for a long time, obviously. So the percentage of consumers who have taken action, remember we do on the farm food and family segment of the program, usually a recall. That's our way of helping you in that particular, in that instance. So we tell you to bring the product that you have purchased that is not any good back to the store, get your money back, and also charge them for the time it takes you and the expense of driving to wherever it is to get your money back. Charge them for that too. So if we get to the point of, I don't know, we've become so washed, you give up because it's so hard. You get to the point of, I don't really care. That's the way it is, and that's the way it is. But that's not a smart thing to do. I'm looking at the survey of national customer rage, by the way, by the School of Business at Arizona State University. They're the ones that came up with this. And it's been going on, as I said, since 1976. The numbers have changed dramatically, and is that just a reflection of what's going on in the country? Are we complain about it, but we don't do anything about it? And mostly that's younger people who just throw their hands up in the air and say, what can I do? So are we getting complacent, and are these big companies getting away with it? Yeah, they figure sooner or later, okay, what are we really going to do about it? What do we have to do to fix the problem? I wish I could find a way to go to somebody else than Verizon. Yeah. I sure do, but I haven't found one yet as an alternative. 18 after the hour, and good day.
Ray Magliozzi here for eBay Motors. So you have to drive 300 miles to your cousin's wedding. Okay, so it's his fourth. But you know what they say, fourth time's the charm. Well, here's the problem. Your tires are as bald as I am. But lucky for you, eBay Motors has tires for just about every make and model. Plus wheels, lug nuts, jack stands, and more. 122 million parts. Do they have tissues? Oh, good, because I'm definitely a crier. Get the right parts at the right prices. eBay Motors.
Progressive protects more than just your home and car. You could save when you bundle your motorcycles, ATVs, boats, and RVs. Doesn't that sound good? Like the sound of the wind in the trees as your RV sits parked in the forest. Is that the call of the majestic owl? And there's the sound of a tree branch crashing into the roof of your RV. Oh, I guess their nest was in that branch. But you know what does sound good? You're covered with Progressive. So bundle all your vehicles and home in one place and save with a multi-policy discount. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company affiliates and other insurers.
Oh, I can't believe tax season is here already. But look at all this info I have to enter.
Phil's small accounting firm is growing in numbers.
Why didn't I take that typing class in high school?
A data entry specialist could really help him in a crunch.
I got blisters on my fingers!
Indeed can help him hire great people fast.
I need Indeed.
Indeed you do. You can schedule and conduct virtual interviews all from your employer dashboard. Visit Indeed.com/credit and get $75 towards your first sponsored job. Terms and conditions apply.
The Dell Technologies semi-annual sale is on, with limited quantity deals on top tech. Save on select PCs.
Have you heard the warning from the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy? I'm talking about Dr. Joel Wallach. He says if you have a 4-inch medical chart If you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol or high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, or other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. That's what he says. He has a free lecture revealing what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally. And it's all in his free lecture called Deadly Recipe. You want it free? Call him toll-free at 855-79-YOUNG. You ready? 855-79-YOUNG. Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy, says there's no reason why we shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there.
Stop aging now. Restore those joints. Boost your strength. Because it's official. NutriMedical has released the most exciting, powerful anti-aging supplement on the market. Dr. Bill Deagle's Red Deer Velvet DR has been approved by the U.S. Patent Office. Imagine stem cell rejuvenation all in one capsule without huge expense. Dr. Bill MD discovered that as an unborn baby grows in the mother's womb, he or she does not deteriorate or physically age. Red Deer Velvet DR, like the uterus, provides 300 biomolecules and 6 hormones protected in one special DR capsule that delivers lipid packages directly into your circulation. This patented technology bypasses the stomach and is released into the small bowel unaltered by digestive enzymes and stomach acid. Remember, Red Deer Velvet DR. Improve endurance, stimulate your immune system, increase learning ability, and even improve sexual libido with Red Deer Velvet DR. Click NutriMedical.com. That's NutriMedical.com. Or call toll-free 888-212-8871 and get on the road to a newer, rejuvenated, happier you.
All right, 23 after the hour, Doug Steffens' Good Day program. Jay and I are focusing now on the singer Jewel, who has opened up about her mother and her relationship with her mother and money. Here's somebody I remember sitting across from her in a studio in Stephenville, Texas, when I was down visiting my friend who was the president of the college there. She lived there at the time, and he asked her, she was quite a benefactor for the college, and he said, I got this radio guy, come, you want to do the program with him? And she said, yeah. So she spent 3 hours with me. She was charming. She was wonderful. She's gone on, obviously, to become quite successful, very popular. She doesn't live down there anymore. She divorced her husband and moved on. She's sold 27 million albums worldwide and has collected a lot of money. Unfortunately, she doesn't have the money. We'll find out where it went right after this.
Mornings were made for better things than rheumatoid arthritis or RA. Xeljanz tofacitinib is a pill for adults with moderate to severe RA when tumor necrosis factor blockers did not work well or could not be tolerated. Xeljanz can help relieve joint pain, swelling, and help stop further joint damage. Xeljanz can lower your ability to fight infections. Don't start if you have one. Before and during treatment, your doctor should check for infections like TB and do blood tests. Serious, sometimes fatal infections, cancers including lymphoma and lung, blood clots, serious heart-related events, tears in the stomach or intestines, and allergic reactions have happened. People 50 and older with heart disease risk factors have an increased risk of death. Tell your doctor if you've had hepatitis B or C, have flu-like symptoms, are prone to infections, or have ever had a heart attack, stroke, clot, or other heart problems, or swelling of lips, tongue, throat, or hives. Your doctor about prescription Xeljanz. Visit Xeljanz.com or call 1-844-Xeljanz.
Who will take your favorite Jewel song?
When it comes to flowers now, oh, I'll save your soul.
I thought
we
were
so I guess, yeah.
Who will take?
All right, so Jay.
Her story is really sad.
Yeah, well, in a lot of different ways.
With
so,
mom, yeah.
Her mother was her manager and apparently has stolen $100 million from her.
Mm-hmm. She didn't realize until she was in her 30s. And she opened up and said that when she was younger, her parents got divorced and she went to live with her dad. But she didn't know at the time that that was because her mom didn't want to be a mom. And her father was an alcoholic and physically abusive, easy to identify as a quote unquote, what she says, bad guy. Mm-hmm. And her mom was soft and gentle and didn't realize that she was being abused in a different way.
Yeah.
Come to the realization in her 30s that she's $3 million in debt and realized it was because her mom had embezzled all of her money, $100 million.
Good God. So what's her relationship with her mother like today?
I can't imagine there would be one because her mom was her manager, so she had access to the funds.
Yeah. So she had to start all over. She had to start from scratch, in essence, in her career. She certainly sold a lot of songs, so she'd be able to, you know, come back. And they don't make the money that the singers like that make, like Taylor Swift, any of them that are on the road. They go on the road because that's where they make the most money. They can make upwards in cases like Taylor Swift and probably Jewel, some of these others. They can haul in $1 million a performance. And when you look at the ticket prices, you can understand why. Didn't we talk earlier about Taylor Swift having added another concert? She's somewhere performing Friday and Saturday this week.
With her Eras tour, it's typically Friday night, Saturday night shows, but a couple locations where it's just, like in Dallas, where James is, she's added Sunday night shows, too. So some of the places are three-night shows.
Yeah. Anyway, so back to Jewel just for a second. Her name, by the way, is Jewel Kilcher. She has, I hope, figured out how to. Well, she is because she's touring, so she's probably all right by now. But imagine understanding that who in your family you could trust and you couldn't trust. What a horror show. 28 past the hour.
Finding great candidates to hire can be like, well, trying to find a needle in a haystack. Sure, you can post your job to some job board, but then all you can do is hope the right person comes along, which is why you should try ZipRecruiter for free at ZipRecruiter.com/free. ZipRecruiter doesn't depend on candidates finding you. Its powerful technology identifies people with the right experience and actively invites them to apply to your job. You get qualified candidates fast. So while other companies might deliver a lot of hay, ZipRecruiter finds you what you're looking for. The needle in the haystack.
4 out of 5 employers who post a job in ZipRecruiter get a quality candidate through the site within the first day. ZipRecruiter, the smartest way to hire. And right now, you can try ZipRecruiter for free. That's right, free. Just go to this exclusive web address, ZipRecruiter.com/free. That's ZipRecruiter.com/free. ZipRecruiter.com/free.
Rob tried to manage his constipation with belly pain, discomfort, and bloating day after day. After realizing it was irritable bowel syndrome with constipation or IBS-C, he found another way and finally said yes to adding Linzess.
Linzess, or linaclotide, is a prescription medicine that treats IBS-C in adults. Linzess works differently than laxatives. It lets you have more frequent and complete bowel movements and helps relieve overall abdominal symptoms, belly pain, discomfort, and bloating. These symptoms were studied in combination, not individually. Do not give Linzess to children less than 2 years old. It may harm them. Do not take Linzess if you have a bowel blockage. Get immediate help if you develop unusual or severe stomach pain, especially with bloody or black stools. The most common side effect is diarrhea, sometimes severe. If it's severe, stop taking Linzess and call your doctor right away. Other side effects include gas, stomach area pain, and swelling. There could be more to your story with IBS-C. Talk to a doctor today. Say yes to Linzess. Learn more at Linzess.com or call 1-800-
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
USA News Update. The Federal Reserve, fighting for the financial system in the United States, continued to fight inflation by raising the interest rate banks pay for money another 0.25 percentage point yesterday. At least one person is injured after an F1 tornado ripped through Montebello, California in East Los Angeles. This high school student was in class when the tornado hit.
All of a sudden, we opened the door a little bit, and then we just see like a gust of wind starting to build up, and then it just like got faster and faster.
The Houston, Texas suspect, 17-year-old Joseph Harrell, accused of paralyzing a mother of three by attacking her in a robbery, had his bond cut in half yesterday. Harrell was out on a $100 weapons violation bond when the alleged attack paralyzing the woman took place. Today is officially National Puppy Day, a possum day for all dog enthusiasts. Thanks for listening. My name is Lance Pry, and we are USA News.
I had no idea it would destroy my life, but before it happened, I had a successful business in Austin, Texas. Everyone laughed at me when I shut that business down, but I could not ignore the wake-up call. I was volunteering on a project to get locally grown food into a school. That project was a complete failure, and I discovered that there were few local farmers. There's only 4 days' worth of food in the grocery stores, and everything comes 1,500 miles via a just-in-time trucking system. I lost friends and family who told me I was crazy to worry about that, but I kept at it. I'm Marjorie Wildcraft. Those of us who know what's going on in the world know you need to become self-reliant before the dollar collapses. I've created a free webinar at gcnfood.com. I can show you, like I've shown hundreds of thousands of people, how to grow lots of food, even if you have no experience, you're older, or you're out of shape. Do it now, before the stores are boarded up and food is not available at any price. Go to gcnfood.com. gcnfood.com.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
Do the letters IRS give you anxiety? I'm Dan Pilla. I've defended people from the IRS for more than 40 years. My book, How to Get Tax Amnesty, created the tax resolution industry and is responsible for helping hundreds of thousands of people. It can help you too. If you're a non-filer or facing IRS enforcement right now, your case is unique. You need real help, not cookie-cutter advice. My clients get my personal attention. Buy my book at danpilla.com and get a free consultation directly with me. That's danpilla.com. Let's start solving your tax problem right now.
The final phase of extermination is set to commence now. And as population die-off becomes evident, you know it is the time of punishment in all that is written. The cover for mass die-off is evolution and global warming frauds, also used as false proof of their Christ. They are from the lines that were disinherited 2,000 years ago. Now they claim to be his Christ based upon blood type, DNA, and long lifespan. Go to unveilingthem.com. That's UNVEILING them.com.
Good day,
Karen.
It's going to
be a good day.
It has been a good day.
Don't forget about the fabulous way that we have to connect with us here using your phone. Dial up 855-999-DUG. That's 855-999-3684, and you can be heard. Okay, so what do we want to hear from people listening to the program, Jay?
Well, your voice for one thing, your name for another, and your thoughts on any of the topics we are covering, or maybe there's something that you think we missed and you want to let us know what's up.
What's up? 855-999-DUG. No sweat, no heavy lifting, none of that sort of thing. We are in the go and on the know, or on the know and in the go, or on the go and in the know. I think that's probably better. Right? You like that? That's probably a better
phrase. Yeah, I think I like the latter.
Yeah, I like that one. What's most important to you today? What's the most important story? Here's the fellow. This fellow attempted to kidnap a child from a school bus, but he was thwarted by the children, the rest of the children on the bus.
Yeah, right. Good for them. They were waiting at a bus stop to go to school, And this guy just comes out, tries to drag one of the kids into an apartment building nearby, yeah. And the rest of the kids ganged up on him. The kid was able to get away. They reported it as soon as the bus driver actually picked them up because the guy, the suspect, ran. Mm-hmm. And authorities got on it. Like, good for these kids.
Right.
These students.
Here for the good guys, much as anything else. All right, the question has come up as to whether Americans want to see former President Trump arrested. I'm trying to escape this, and every time I have three screens in front of me, and you've experienced the same thing, Jay, I'm sure, and so are the listeners experiencing the same thing. This is everywhere, and it's become startling as to how, you know, you look around, because I love to, what do they call it, when you're out, when you're searching, but then trolling for stories, mm-hmm. You know, I'm looking for something.
A rabbit hole.
Yeah. And it's, I'm finding myself feeling like they have to at least acknowledge or talk about DeSantis and Trump to a point. And then it's kind of like talking about the Fed and the interest rate. Okay. So we can be upset about it. What do we do about it? It's like what we were just talking about in the last half hour with service-related items and how upset people are. 74%, 76% of Americans say they're fed up mm-hmm. with service because it sucks. No matter who you're doing business with, find a good company and you're lucky.
Well, and I also question the attitude that consumers and customers are bringing to customer relations people, because I have...
In the anger?
Yeah, a lot of times people right off the bat come at the customer relations person acting like it's their fault. I have had moments where I have been livid about a situation, mm-hmm. and I, as soon as the person gets on the phone, I let them know, hey, I just a heads up, I'm very upset about the situation, but I also identify it is not your fault. I am not going to yell at you. But I am heated about the situation at task.
Give me somebody to yell at, though, really that'll make a difference.
Yeah, I'm really hoping you can help me. And I feel like when you already establish that, I don't want to say trust, but you establish that boundary in a way of like, I am really PO'd, but I also know it's not your fault, and I'm not going to take it out on you as if this is personally your situation. Mm-hmm. And it definitely, I've noticed it lets people's guards down, and I have found that I've been helped so much better.
Well, you got to help yourself, in a manner of speaking. I think the real deal here is to understand what it is that you're the end result that you're looking for. Are you going to fix the problem? Yelling at somebody and understanding we all feel this way. You can talk to people. They don't have, you know, the people at the airline that you talk to, they don't make the rules. They're just there because they are told they have a job, and they're told to relate to people and, you know, try to fix the problem. But, yeah, you're right. That's actually an excellent point.
Sometimes customer relations people come at you with an attitude. And a lot of times
you just
got done talking with somebody who already berated them and not, you know, how we feel is our responsibility. But sometimes you're just keeping that acknowledgement of, I'm not going to come at you. I identify this as not your fault.
Mm-hmm. Here's some good news. I don't know whether this is partially good news. We've been talking a lot in the last 30 days, it seems, about artificial intelligence and what has been developed in various fields. So the latest news today is about a treatment for cancer that researchers at the University of Toronto have put together using an artificially, how do we use this as an adjective, an artificially intelligenced drug discovery. Well, using artificial intelligence, this discovery was made possible. This is a story in today's New York Post, the journal Chemical Science. Actually, Ken and I were talking about this, and we'll deal with it a little bit this weekend on the Good Day Health program. But at any rate, they've used this AlphaFold computer, Jay, to identify potential molecular targets, that is, weak spots in cancer molecules that could be hit, targeted to break them up and get rid of them. There's a protein. This gets into the weeds.
That's fascinating.
But the protein that will break it up is something that is directed by this artificial intelligence. So anyway, they're using AI to design drugs and other circumstances as well. There's so many new drugs coming out. I we talk about this all the time. Drugs here, drugs there, drugs everywhere, all over TV commercials, radio commercials. But in this circumstance, there are, I don't want people to think that every time I talk about this, that I don't think the drugs are good. That's not the takeaway. I just think that we're being told, the other day I went to a doctor to have a checkup on a part of my body that's not working too well. And it's the only thing that Ken found that needed some repair. And so when I'm in there, the first thing this lady says to me is, we have this drug for that. And that, how often do you encounter that when you go to a doctor? And plenty of them are great, and they're life-saving, and it's fabulous that we have them. But is that what you want? Is that the first take? Should that be the first take when you go into a doctor's office? We have this drug for that. I don't know. I'm taken back a little bit by it, but maybe. Yeah. I mean, I've certainly worked around a lot of people. I remember my assistant at the radio station that I was running in Boston back in the 80s. Whenever she didn't feel well, she said, just give me a pill. All I want is a pill for it. Give me a pill. And I think that's the way a lot of people think.
Well, it's almost like that's how we're conditioned. Once upon a time, I get strep throat a lot. And I remember when I lived in L.A. and I would go to the doctor wanting a cough syrup or something, the actual antibiotics for my strep throat, and they'd always just push painkillers. I'm like, I don't need painkillers for strep throat. I want you to actually address this. And yep. I had a hard time finding a primary care physician until recently, where he came from a holistic standpoint and a medical standpoint. He wanted to address the current situation and give you the medication needed, but he wanted to figure out why things were happening and what we could do as far as lifestyle and more of a holistic approach to prevent them from happening. So it was treating, but also prevention. And I think a lot of people don't push towards prevention because Big Pharma is not going to have money if they're preventing things.
Nope, they aren't. But yet somebody like Ken Kronhaus, who's the cardiologist that I spent the day with on Monday and is my friend and colleague on Good Day Health, he's a preventive cardiologist, and he goes through a lot of these things. And, yeah, drugs are one of the things that he uses, but that's not where he goes to first. He talks about diet.
That's right? Great.
The best medicine is food. Hello, knock, knock, anybody home? That's what that really and truly, that's the bottom line. Okay, so with that in mind, and as we talk a lot about food and farm and family here on this program, the reality of Roundup and what it's done to our soil, I'm looking at one of my farm trade magazines right now, and actually I talked about this with some friends at dinner last night, so I just decided I'd do some research because I hadn't heard this story before about the future of growing things on our planet and what's getting in the way. So this is how dramatically bad it is. The good, the bad, and the ugly here. The bad news is, and there's no good news to this yet, the bad news is if we continue to use things like Monsanto's Roundup, if we continue to use Ortho's Paraquat on our soil, on our grass, on our food, on things that grow, in 60 years, we will not be able to grow anything. The soil will be dead. D-E-A-D, dead. So how much more of this, you talk about being angry with service stuff, Jay. How much more of this? We have a company that basically is the company that developed the gas to kill 6 million Jews in World War II. That's Bayer. So Bayer buys Monsanto and puts aside $5 billion so that they will be able to pay all of the lawsuits against them for the deaths that have come as a result of Roundup. Yet the federal government has not stopped the sale. Every country in Europe has outlawed the sale of Roundup. Do we do that here? No. Meanwhile, not only, and so people who understand, who are getting it, okay, as far as Roundup is concerned, have turned to Paraquat. And now they're finding out that Paraquat, which is used as an herbicide and a weed killer to prevent growth of weeds and grass in your lawn, on crops, that sort of thing. I know a lot of my farmer friends, large farmers, small commercial farms, are using this stuff. Estates use it. Mm. Plantations use it. Orchards use it. So, paraquat's
is it actually better?
No, it's the same thing, only a different, it has a different chemical makeup, but it does the same thing. It kills the soil. That's the stuff that's being used by these guys that come around, what is it, the green, the pickup trucks that have these tanks on the back, they go around and they spray this stuff on your lawn to make it green. And what it does, if you're exposed to the immediacy of side effects for using paraquat include breathing difficulties, potentially resulting in death, comas, confusion, dehydration, elevated heart rate, gastrointestinal distress, muscle fatigue and weakness, pain in your mouth and throat, seizures.
Oof.
People who have been exposed to paraquat poisoning have Parkinson's.
They're just trying to have green grass?
Yeah. Or using it in place of Roundup. So Roundup is, we all know how horrible that is. And this is, so we have this, basically the paraquat attacks your nervous system. So it's even in some ways more insidious. People walk around and have this, their limbs go limp. They can't, their muscles don't work anymore. The motor symptoms that you get from this, and that's what creates Parkinson's disease, I'm telling you. This stuff, and the fact that we allow the sale of this crap in our country, and what it does, and, it is flabbergasting. And so after we were talking about the 60 years of that's all we got left in our growth cycle if we don't stop using this stuff. And then looking at that, good God, boys and girls, please think about the stuff that you're using around your family, your children, your animals, because you need to be aware and know what the consequences are. 48 after the hour.
Need weekend plans to get spring ready? Make Lowe's your weekend destination this spring with Weekending at Lowe's. Stop by for free activities and workshops, including our upcoming raised garden bed workshop. This month, we're celebrating with fun events like Springfest Egg Venture, where you can enjoy Easter treats for the whole family. Visit Lowe's.com/events for this month's full lineup. Count on Lowe's for all of your home improvement needs. And now, activities in your community with Weekending at Lowe's.
Hello there. My name is Seychelle, and what makes the Chick-fil-A chicken sandwich original to me is the punch of flavors that's unlike any other. You get the crispy tenderness of the chicken and that hint of sourness from the pickles. Ta-da!
Hey, I'm Juan, and what makes the Chick-fil-A chicken sandwich original to me is you know you're going to get chicken that's crispy, golden, and juicy. This is the gold standard of chicken sandwiches.
Order the original Chick-fil-A chicken sandwich on the Chick-fil-A app today. Real customers paid for their testimonial.
The Dell Technologies semi-annual sale is on, with limited quantity deals on top tech. Save on select PCs powered by the latest 12th gen Intel Core processors like thin and light XPS 13 laptops, Inspiron laptops, and 2-in-1s. Plus, get savings on select accessories, free shipping, and monthly payment options with Dell Preferred Account. Save today by calling 877-ASK-DELL. That's 877-ASK-DELL.
Ray Magliozzi here for eBay Motors. Okay, easy now. You're teaching your kid how to parallel park. Ouch! Turns out he likes to do it by feel. Don't worry, eBay Motors has bumpers, trunk lids, license plate holders, and headlights. They've got lots of headlights. When you need parts, get it right the first time with eBay Guaranteed Fit. When you see the check, you know that part's going to fit. eBay Motors, let's ride. Eligible items only. Exclusions apply.
We depend on our drinking water supply daily, but where does that water come from? Your water provider encourages you to get to know your local water source so together we can protect and preserve it. The investments we make as a community to protect our water source now ensure we have a sustainable drinking water supply for the future. Visit drinktap.org to learn more. This message is brought to you by the American Water Works Association and your local water provider.
Radio? Why should I advertise on radio? There's nothing to look at, no pictures.
Listen, you can do things on radio you couldn't possibly do on TV.
That'll be the day.
All right, watch this. Okay, people, and now when I give you the cue, I want the 700-foot mountain of whipped cream to roll into Lake Michigan, which has been drained and filled with hot chocolate. Then the Royal Canadian Air Force will fly overhead towing a 10-ton maraschino cherry, which will be dropped into the whipped cream for the cheering of 25,000 extras. All right, cue the mountain. Okay, 25,000 cheering extras.
Now, you want to try that on television?
Well...
You see, radio is a very special medium because it stretches the imagination.
Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the mineral doctor. You've heard me talk about 90 for life for years. 60 minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, 2 fatty acids. You may not know this, that I've actually designed Arthrodex for animals. That's right. Your pets need 90 for life, too. Get this essential pet product by calling 877-279-9422. That's 877-279-9422. Again, 877-279-9422.
My life go on. One of the most interesting, I don't want to say fun, but compelling movies in my lifetime. But I'm not like Chuck, or I don't see these as movies to watch 13 times. I think I've seen it a couple times, sort of. I've seen it once through, and then, you know, I don't want to watch it because Billy Zane annoys the hell out of me.
He's fun in it, though. He's a little over the top.
Yeah, he is. That's maybe why I'm not that crazy about it. But anyway, Chuck Curry is here. Movie Moments on Good Day. So why do we play the song from Titanic?
This week in TV or movie history, 70th Annual Academy Awards aired this day, March 23rd, 1988, Titanic won a slew of Oscars, including the Oscar for Best Picture.
Jeez, that's that long ago? Woo!
Here's the thing. When you just said you think it's a really good film, that when people walked out of the theater originally when they saw Titanic in '97, 3 hours of, in my opinion, a complete experience.
Yeah,
you got to know the characters.
Yeah,
you were involved with the characters. You cared about the characters. It matched an historical drama, reality.
Yeah.
You walked out and you knew you had a complete movie-going experience. Like it was like it moved you, and it was.
Give us another example, Chucker, of a movie other than Poseidon that you had the same feeling when you left, like True Grit, maybe, or The Hunt for Red October. Those are movies. If somebody asked me that same question, I'd tell you both of those give me the complete movie experience. So what else?
You don't get a lot of that.
No,
you don't get a lot of that.
Yeah,
I mean, it's a great. There's a lot of great movies over time, but to walk out of the theater going, "Wow, I just saw something that I thought was just special." That Titanic was one of those movies, at least for me. It was.
Yes, that is true. All right. So I see that Zachary Levi has said that The Rock, Dwayne Johnson, nixed his appearance in Black Adam. So why do you suppose that would be? What's the
I think because, well,
ego?
Here's the thing. Before James Gunn, before this all this craziness over at Warner Brothers where they started this DC movie division, which they hired James Gunn, who was the director of Guardians of the Galaxy, to take over. Right before that, I think Dwayne Johnson felt after he did Black Adam that he, in his ego, that he had an opportunity to seize control of the superhero division over at Warner Brothers. And I think that he felt the character Black Adam was a lot more serious and wanted to be the main villain in the DC universe to ultimately go up against Superman. He didn't want that character to be involved in the Shazam movie because he felt the Shazam was more family oriented and sort of a childish type of a character, which is true to that to that statement. I think so. Now, I think at the end of the day, Dwayne Johnson ultimately had left DC with a lot of egg on his face because, one, Black Adam, although I thought it was an entertaining movie, not great, but it didn't perform as well as they needed it to, and he sort of got completely phased out of the game plan of being Black Adam in the DC universe. So that had to be a little bit of a blow to his ego.
Yeah.
That's a very complex issue, though. I don't think it's as cut and dry as some people want to make it out to be. But he does have a big ego, there's no doubt about it. Except how he got where he is.
Yeah. Jennifer Aniston wants to do a movie with Adam Sandler and Drew Barrymore. There's some kind of competition for getting Adam Sandler as your lead man between Drew Barrymore and
No,
Jennifer
everybody
Aniston.
Pits them against each other. Who's your favorite
Why?
Adam Sandler partner, Jennifer Aniston or Drew Barrymore? Because they're both so enjoyable, so likable, and the movies are always good. And they're
Adam,
saying, hey.
Adam Sandler, he pays that mortgage payment, no? I mean, Jennifer Aniston really didn't need to do those movies, but she did them. She had a good time, and she probably got a big paycheck for doing them.
And they like working with him. Jennifer Aniston and Drew Barrymore said they want to do a movie together without Adam Sandler, and then they also want to do one all together and put all of these debates that tend to take over social media to rest.
Yeah. All right, what else you got, Chuck, here?
John Wick 4, which opens, I believe, tonight, $70 million opening weekend tracking.
Very
That's a great number for a hard R-rated action movie. I want to see Speed 3. Let's do a Speed 3, Doug.
Do Speed 3. All right.
Him and Sandra Bullock come back.
Correct English, Chuck. He and Sandra Bullock. The subjective, please. Having my English lessons here again. Everybody on the air, I got to have English lessons with him. All right, Chugger. 59 past the hour here on Good Day.
Wellness and self-care doesn't have to be complicated. So keep it simple and take good care of yourself with Sunny Bay heating pads. Our heating pads soothe pains in the neck, back, and shoulders while relaxing muscles and increasing blood circulation. Sunny Bay heating pads have always been made in the USA and hand-filled to perfection with the highest quality materials. Sunny Bay heating pads are the perfect wellness gift for loved ones or yourself. See all of our high-quality products at sunny-bay.com, including heated body pads, neck pillows, heated neck and body wraps, and our stress-reducing lavender line. They're all affordable, durable, and in stock now and ready for immediate shipping direct from sunny-bay.com. Read our trusted, authentic, and real reviews at sunny-bay.com or just search for Sunny Bay Heating Pad. To your good health and wellness from Sunny Bay.